at all.
So what we're gonna do is for the next Mishurim, we're gonna talk a little more about Los Andrim Abishwuna today, and then we're gonna go back now that we have a broad sense, and we're gonna look a little more carefully at some of the more extensive analysis of Lana Ima Bapundiki and Get Yashan. Once we now have a sense of like the consistent overarching theme between these four sigyas. Anyway, remember what the four sigyas are? Great, good. So let's just go back to the Yishalmi for a second on page 7. I think the Yishalmi is the best raya to the Shitas Rambam. Do we agree? Yishalmi in Ches Tes and Gittin. Because, what do we have in Yishalmi that you don't have elsewhere? From me?
Esther being Bavli, it doesn't limit it to a woman who gets remarried.
Correct. The Yishalmi has no qualification about the woman having to get remarried to trigger the Esther. Pash Pshan Yishalmi is lo sadur imo lo boso chatzar lo boso makom. It doesn't require remarriage. Now, if you look at the Nosei Kelim there in the Yishalmi, a lot of the Nosei Kelim just have the Yitzhar Hara to read the Bavli into the Yishalmi. Depends who, but you'll see that as like a very consistent theme. So you'll see here some of the Nosei Kelim in the Yishalmi say that this must be talking about a Kohen, who's Megarish's Ishto. But that's really, I mean, there's really not a iota of evidence in the Yishalmi to suggest that. So they're really just reading the Rashi's interpretation of the Bavli into this passage of the Yishalmi. But there's no, there's really no hechrechas to do that at all. It's hard.
Yeah, there's kind of Avil, just like how to learn Yishalmi. I guess it's different from rhymes. It's the way Yishalmi started up.
Did they go on hiatus?
What?
They went on hiatus or something?
No, I think they restarted. There are a lot of Perushim who assume there are zero new bits of information in Yishalmi than the Bavli, right? Which is kind of like self-defeating once you assume that.
Right.
Right? Versus if you try to read it, it's like...
Okay, I mean, like a presumption to always interpret the Yishalmi in light of the Bavli.
Yeah, as in like, are there Perushim that are going to like give it to you straight, tell you all like it is, and saying like, or do you just like have to like
right.
trust Henry Guggenheimer and it's like it's from a sense that, but like, I don't know. I'm just saying like, I feel like it's hard, really hard to learn Yishalmi and like get it straight. And like, oh, the emotion seems pretty firm, but like, doesn't seem... Wait,
why is it hard to get the Yishalmi straight though? Just because you're biased by the Mefarshim?
No, it's just to learn without the Mefarshim is difficult. Just like that shot.
Right, but here it's right, but in this case it's really easy.
Yeah, sometimes. I'm saying.
Here it's even in like clean Hebrew.
Right.
Right, it's really just a brisa that just says what the pshat of the Rambam. The Nosei Kelim do go through somersaults to fit the Bavli into this. Right? You know, I forgot it. It's probably an apocryphal story about the Briskarav that he just wanted a Yishalmi without any Mefarshim. Said about the Rambam also. Well, there's a version of that story that has about the Yishalmi. I think Rav Ilson used to.
I read my version.
Yeah, good. Rav Ilson used to say something along the lines like, "You guys ever encountered Rav Ilson?" Rav Ilson used to have a yeshiva. Big Talmud of the Rav used to have a yeshiva in Israel. But it was like, you know, you'd have quirky, like a little Haredi leaning, very dramatic, flair for drama. So he would like come and say like, "My mistila from my Rebbe," like the Rav had to read the Yishalmi. One hand on the Karbaneda and the other hand over the Pnei Moshe. Like the, cover both of them the first and read the Yishalmi. So, there, Ned, you got the story. So. Okay. So you have that in the Yishalmi explicitly. The Bavli, the Girsa that we have in the Bavli is not like that. Except, what do you have in the Bavli that works in our favor, in the Rambam's favor? The Bavli starts off, Tanya Megaris Yishto Lo Sinase Bishchuno. So you do have Lo Sinase, correct? And Imhaya Kohen. So the Bavli does seem to be thinking about things that are Kohen specific / Nisuin specifics, sorry, remarried specific. But what do you have in favor of the Rambam's reading?
Well,
Just remind us what's the Rambam's reading. What's the Chiddush of the Rambam in the Sugya? In Yisuri be Chaf Aleph? Josh?
It's in the book, let's have Dorish from the Torah apply whether she's married, whether she's not married. It's not really relevant.
Yeah, now why is that significant? Why do we care? So Josh is right, that the Chiddush of the Rambam is that Los Hadorish can also apply even if the wife is not remarried. Why is that significant? Why are we going to fuss about the Rambam and Shita? That's right.
And it's not just an Isser, it's just the issue. It's all the thing I play.
Okay, so you have three possibilities here. All these things are about some separation after divorce, right? Three possibilities about what's at stake, right? Or what case it's talking about. So, Rashi on the Bavli says it's talking about a grushas kohen. And that's when you have to have this separation that they can't live in the same neighborhood. What's the significance of saying it's grushas kohen? Well, not erba, but it's not arayos. What? Machshir grushaso is a technical term that usually applies. Yeah, it's an isser lav. It's an isser grusha lekohen.
It's not erba.
Well, it's not. No, I think it's considered chayvei lavim. It's not one of the arayos. Proverbs doesn't really. I mean, it does matter a little bit, but so it's chayvei lavim, right? There's a prohibition for a kohen to marry a grusha. Everybody knows this. So here you could explain why lo sadarim b'shkuna. Why lo sadarim b'shkuna? Why can't they live in the same neighborhood after divorce? Oh, because we're worried that they're too familiar with each other, they're too intimate with each other, they'll end up coming back together, and then the kohen violates this iser d'oraisa. Grusha l'kohen hadyov. Yes? Now, if you have the girsh that we have in the Gemara about lo sinase bishchuno, which you have in the Sugya and Ksuvis, right in the Braisa, lo sinase bishchunaso. So then what's it referring to? Rami? It's Reish Hashish. That is, of course, a type of erba. So there, of course, you could understand why there's a prohibition of living in the same neighborhood. We're afraid that given the past relationship between this couple, that they'll end up violating the prohibition of Eish HaSish subsequent to their gerushin. That's a huge deal, right? So you can understand why Lo Sadarim B'Shkuna. The problem is, if you go for Grushas Hedyot, Hedyot just meaning a non-Kohen, why in the world would you need to separate them? Right? Why would you need to separate them? So what's the answer? Josh?
We can say one of two things. Either you can say that them having me in that situation really is bad, like if you say it's like an Sikdash or something, or you can move to being more that, you know, the halacha is interested in a clean break, you know, more along that, those lines.
So what's the first option?
First option is just, meaning it is in fact bad for two single people to have bia. So we would be concerned in this case that they're going to have bia.
Okay, meaning that we're worried here about the prohibition of a pnuya to some person.
Right.
So iser pnuya. Okay, so Grushas Hadjad will say there's an iser pnuya. And we don't fully know what that is. Okay, this is one possibility. But what's the second possibility here under three? Josh?
That once they get divorced, we want there to be a clean break, and if they're living in the same community, there's too much of a connection.
Good. We want some sort of strong shiluach. Right? Now, if you look at the Yushalmi, it's clearly talking about the case number three, Grushas Hedyot. Or at least the Pashup Chan Yishalmi, and that's clearly the Rambam's own view. Okay? Now, I think what's important for us, what would be a good take, what would be an important conclusion for us, is if we ended up being able to establish 3b. Right? That this is the concern here is about having a type of separation between them, totally independent of Chashas or Pnuya and Chayvei Lavin of Grushas Kohen and the Arayos of Eish HaSish. That's kind of what we're looking to establish. then you have a raya that we're dealing with, mishal chavin of chuzares, the type of separation in gerushin. Correct? Okay. So now, in the Bavli, do you have, so what do you have, at least for Grushas Hegya? What's the support for it? What's the support? So we have the Yishalmi, right? And what else do we have? At least prima facie is a possible basis. But in the Bavli itself. There in the Bavli, it's Lo Sinase. So that implies number two, right?
Lava
phrase doesn't specify that. Exactly. Lava haimena b'nichse avia, in afras de'acher, if they come to Besdin together, blah, blah, blah. All that implies that Bavli, but the case of lava haimena. Does everybody understand that? Because when you just read the Bavli, it implies that there's no indication that this is dealing with a Kohen or an Ishas Ish. Right? That would support that we're dealing with the Grushas Hegyot case. Now Rashi, we saw, goes backward, goes through somersaults, or he reads into the Bavli, Lava Haimena B'nechze Aviyah, what did Rashi say here that we're dealing with, Romy?
Kohen
Shagir Sasishto. So the question is, why is Rashi motivated to say that? Like, why is Rashi, like, not comfortable with the Pashup Shad and the Gemara, Ned?
You say that the concern is, in general, the broader case is just a problem of the Balma, then there is no halachic interest, and you have to figure out why there would be a halachic interest in her not being Lova. There seems to be this, what it's going to lead to.
Yichrith Apriya.
Really? Like, the standards are lower in that case, I think.
I mean, there doesn't seem to be much at stake.
Yeah.
Okay, so it seems like you can see that Rashi is avoiding this. And it's not just Rashi. I mean, do you all agree that Rashi, like, you can see that, like, there's a, it's almost like Rashi is trying to avoid saying this in the Aliyah. And you'll see that's true for all of them, like, all of them in Farshim will go against the Rambam. Correct? It's like they think there's a problem with reading it along the lines of three. So, let's look here, for example. The Magen Mishnah that we saw. He's very upset with the Rambam. He says, where does the Rambam get it from? So what's the Rambam's makar? Right? He says, it's against our Girsa and the Gemara. But he also points out that Rashi's pshat is also Ein Kein Mashmal Shel Brais Av Lo Pshat Asugya. Rashi reading in Kohen into the Lova case is just, it's not there in the Sugya. So at least that's the Magen Mishnah's view. Look at the Ramach on the Rambam. The Ramach is a Provençal Rishon who wrote Hagos on the Rambam. Let's get a volunteer just to read this criticism. Lachachav Zayin, Ezra.
Sorry, from the beginning.
From the beginning. So that aval im lo nises my ichbas lan im tador bishchunaso ki lo yase isura biyaso. What's that argument?
I mean, who cares that if they were married with, like when I was saying, there's no, who cares that, like, there's no problem, there's no issue in.
Yeah, what's all the fuss? Right? If they live in the same neighborhood, let's say, worst case scenario, they end up having bia together. What's the isser? Lo yase isur b'viyaso. So let's talk about this Ramah for a second. How do you read this? It says, a tema all around. What's the tema?
Why would there be all this Marcos if there's not an actual Isser? I mean, why would we care? if they're not, if she hasn't remarried. That's the point.
Why is there no isser? Let's say they were to have Bia. Why is there no isser?
Because she's not an issue stage.
So you might be saying one of two things. Why is there no isser in this case? Why?
Just
a pnuya. Okay, so maybe he's saying because she's a pnuya. That's one. I think that's probably the pashup shot. There might be a second shot, which I think Zachariah hit on in the last year, which is what?
Which is now that you're married.
Right, maybe it's Lani Ima Bapundiki, Chazaka in the most of Bilasa Bilasnos, now there's a new Nisuin.
That's not what he says.
Why do you say it's not what he says?
He says, well, Yase, Yisur, Bibiyasa.
There's no Isser.
There's no Isser. He didn't say there's a mitzvah, there's Bias mitzvah.
I'm not saying there's a Bias mitzvah, I'm just saying that.
If they got remarried, that's Bias
mitzvah. Is it mitzvah? Let's hold off.
I was going to say, like, Loasa, like, Shane's Nisuin.
What?
I was like, all the mushroom of Chazaka in Adam was that you're going to be
listening. Well, that just means that he's not going to make it into an Isser. Let's hold off on whether there's a mitzvah of Kedushin. We don't need to take a stand on that. So there are two ways to interpret Lo Yase Yisur B'Vyasa, right? One way of interpreting this is to say what? Yeah, one is to say Ein Isser B'Pnuya. Correct? The other is to say, maybe there is an Isser with a Pnuya, but...
In this case, they'll get remarried.
Yes, Kedushin.
Yeah. Because of the Chiddush of Ein Adamosa Bilasa Bilasnos, this becomes a Bia of Kedushin. Okay? Now, if it's A, if A is true, and therefore there's no basis to be concerned about their having a new union, what does that rule out? Rules out 3A. Right? If the Ramach is right that having Yichud with a Pnuya or even Bia with a Pnuya is totally fine, not a reason for halachic concern, you basically eliminate this possibility of the concern of Grisha's Hajjot.
He's just attacking three, so it's eyes. I mean, he's ruining both possibilities.
One second, hold off on Shiluach.
I'm saying because he's saying he's disagreeing with the Rambam, who says that it's all about Grisha's Hajjot. So.
But he doesn't understand the Rambam, because he's saying, what could be wrong with this, right? Lo Yasi, what's the Isser Bia here? What? Why do you think
the
Rambam's clearly saying 3A?
Because it fits too perfectly, because the Rambam thinks that there's a real Isser when he has Bia, so it's just, like, it makes a ton of sense to say that that's his problem in Arsugya, that it's an Isser Pnuya.
Let's see this for a second. And the Ramach just didn't know that sheet of the Rambam? So.
We disagree.
What? Well, let's come back to Ramach in a second. The last year we left off with this Ritva, in Ksavis. I take the Ritva as making a similar point. Let's look at it carefully. He cites Rashi that this is all dealing with a Kohen Shagirish Ishto. Okay. And he says, of course, if it's a non-Kohen, it's got to be that the wife remarried. Why? Is that why I just read Dila Mekam and Nisuin?
Yeah, because it was just a Pnuya, then it's a problem.
If it's before Nisuin, if it's before she remarries. Yeah, like what? You're going to tell me that a person can't live in the same apartment building complex as a Pnuya? Now, you could have said, well, not if you're married to her previously, right? Clearly, he's assuming that there's no real problem with Yichud with a Pnuya Balma. He says it again over here. Vein kind of like Mishim Yichud shel Pnuya Balma.
And then it's still a concern.
What?
It's still a concern, but it's like not a... It's no different than any other Pnuya.
The wife.
Yeah.
Right. What do you mean it still can...
It's your Yichud.
Right, but it's not enough to generate this requirement of living separately or living far away from each other. Right, he says, Aval Yisrael Shagiris Ashishto, Kolzman Shaloni Seisla Acher, Hare Lo Nesra Alav. What does that mean, Hare Lo Nesra Alav? Vainkan Elamisham Yichot Shal Pnuya Balmo. I think that is saying that there's really no. Let's think about this for a second. Rumi, how do you take that?
I think it was like the same thing you had to show you last time. Like, is it really so bad that they met together? Or is it just like, if you want to divorce, you have to be divorced, but you choose to opt back into your marriage, and maybe that's not the worst thing.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what it seems like, but when I read it, you know.
Josh?
It sounds to me he's more going for the argument that there's no problem really of having Yichud or Biyah with the Pniyah. He's like, Harela Masra Alav, she's not Usher. It's just Yichud with the Pniyah. It doesn't seem to be about marriage, it just seems to be that it's not really, you know, there's no Isser here.
Why is there no Yichud if there's no Isser?
And kind of Elam Yishim Yichud al Pniyah Baalam. He doesn't think Yichud is that important. I mean,
this Yichud exists.
Okay, it's not that important.
Give the Isra Yichud. I mean, it's just an Isra Yichud, but we're not going to start imposing restrictions on where people could leave for live for an Isra Yichud Balma. He does say Harilo Nesra Alav. I mean, there's no Isra Bia per se. He definitely thinks that.
There's an Isra Yichud.
What?
You give an Isra Yichud to everyone.
He does say, Ein kain alam yisham yichud shal pnuya
balma. Only an Isra Yichud with somebody, if there's potential.
Can't be. No, it's not. It's not. It doesn't rise to the level.
Well, don't you think he's saying something about specifically a case of Gerushin? Like, Kolzman Talanusis Lach Hare Lo Nesra Alav? What do you think? I mean, like, maybe the idea is that ready for a wild Kiddush? It's so crazy what I'm about to say.
What?
What did you just say?
I thought that was the same. I mean, obviously, what you said,
right?
But
what did you just say? What did we just say?
I thought the whole point of what we just said was that it's that there's no we consider it because it's like there it's like we see some kind of policy that exists after their marriage.
Oh, yeah.
So therefore, when you know, if assuming that you never got remarried, that's why it wouldn't be so bad to be together.
Right.
Basically, just like rekindling what already was there or what already still is there.
Kind of. So I think what you're saying is. For this Rikva, so there's a Chiluk being Pnuya,
right, to
the Grushasa. Is that what you want to say, Rumi? Yeah. I think, if Rumi's right, there's a really tremendous Kiddush to be said here in the Rikva. Not like the Ramach B option, that look, if they end up coming back together, so we could always construe the bia as chazak and demosa bila sabila znos, and it was a bia l'shem kedushin. Not that view, but something stronger, maybe. That lachar gerushin holds man shelo nisayis la'acher. It's like,
I mean, like you never leave the relationship until.
Yeah, maybe the. Well, it's a huge chiddush if Rumi's right.
I like it. I like it.
It's like,
if it's so, with my, it's
if it's so, why are you confused?
This is when you were calling formalism was this is what I was trying to say.
Doesn't this fit in with Machzor?
You're not gonna, you might not agree with the way that I was inputting into all the other parts of the sukkah, but this is what I think. This is what I was getting out of the sukkah that I was trying to claim.
Right, meaning you're basically saying the ishus is still there. Kol zman shelo nisayis la'acher.
Right, and that fits in with Machzor Grusha.
Very big.
That's why you need to.
What?
I think that's why that's been also why.
So now we have to be we have to like be ma'ayin in like mas. We have to look into Master Gushot.
Yeah.
So, like, does the halacha view that as like a new ishus? Like, would you say new berachas sasanim?
That's what I'm saying. I mean, that's also a proof that like because the Master Gushot was the whole problem is because once she is already remarried now.
Only after she's married somebody else.
Right,
because
now
she hasn't married somebody else.
Once she marries someone else, it's totally cut off. Totally, like there's no chance.
Master Grushaso Beheter.
Right. Meaning the chiddush is that Master Grushaso before she has relations with anybody else, it's mamish like machzir, not new kedushin. Like that's there's like a special chalos Master Grushaso. That's what you want to say here.
Yeah.
And we think maybe that's what's going on here in the Ritva. Now, Romy's saying an interesting related point. How dissimilar is this truly from Lana Yimova Pundiki? That's what you're wondering. And maybe Lana Yimova Pundiki is really just a manifestation, like that language in the Rambam, that's a Bia Shel Ishos.
And therefore Shiluach is the response to, meaning if you really get the force, you need Shiluach, because you actually still kind of have this thing going, and therefore
right.
It's easy to re-trigger.
Right.
But if you don't...
And the only time that it really gets cut off is when she's Nisus Lacher.
Yeah.
Right, that's when... this relates to Zev's Achre Asher Hutama discussion over there. Okay, Zev and then Josh.
Let me
just flesh out the point. But that would be one thing I was saying. Harilo Nesra, I love. Like, there's never even a basis for Isser here, right? Because they have Ishus. They're just separated with the Get.
Why does it say
Inkan Alav Yishmi
Shofia? He's comparing it to every other fear, I guess.
Well, I think what he's saying is that the only thing that could possibly be prohibited is just like the formal takana of Yichud Shel Pnuya. This would fall under, they're not officially married, so once there's a get, it's where Yichud Shel Pnuya kicks in.
There's some distinguish, they're not married, there's a get. I think you have to acknowledge that there's an in-between state.
But we're saying anything about the other side. I like your idea, like, essentially, but nothing in his sentence says anything about that. Nothing in his sentence says that there's still any kind of lingering relationship.
Okay. I don't know.
What? Yeah, what does it mean, Harilo Nesra love? Unless he just means Doraisa.
Yeah, it's not Misha.
Yeah. Well?
Meaning?
There's not, no Isra Misha.
He's explaining why this is the case.
You might say she's, what do you mean? You might say she's also... Midrabanan, or...
That's right. He thinks so, it's not a big problem. I mean, that's the point. I mean, he thinks that the... I don't know. Okay, there. Anyway, I like the idea.
Yeah, I don't think this comes from the Ritva per se. I think it comes from the Suki in general.
Okay, but is
in line of Pundiki, would there still be like an Esri Yichud?
Lani of Pundiki?
Before you get to that situation of Lani of Pundiki, would we still say there's an Esri
Yichud? Right, maybe not.
It's kind of like, or you could read it as like,
well, the
it would still work as a kiddushin. Like, but chachila, we don't want you to do it. It's like, it's not ideal. There's an esrei yichud, but like, but yeah, but if you do it, or you like, rekindle this,
right? If it's l'shem ishas or something, or yeah.
Why don't we see this middle ground category anywhere else?
What do you mean?
The get is written. It says like this is like completely separating.
Does it?
Kantavas sefer tricky.
So what is that? What does that mean? So I'll say two things. One, we have to be ma'ayin into what the Nusach HaGet is. Hared mitaris t'chol adam. What does that mean that you're mitaris t'chol? It just means you're permissible to everyone else. Does that mean that the Isha's here is... It's like Hefker. You leave it out, and then it's... One day in Hefker is still yours until someone else is Kona. So you might say, Get is like that. Yishavkis, Upratris, you're free to go, but it doesn't mean that Shiluach is... done until Nisei Slacher. You could go that way, and I'll say even separate from that, even if you don't... So we have to be ma'ayin into what is the Nuscha Get, right? What's it actually doing? But you could say better that all that thing that you're saying is true is contingent on there being a Shiluach subsequent to it. So without a Shiluach, maybe not all those things are fully chal.
Also intuitively, it's kind of a radical idea to suggest that like the guy gave this woman this piece of paper and therefore they have to tell you as if they're people that have never met before. Well,
what was Zev? So let's get Zev's comment then we'll...
No, that's gonna be Josh's comment.
About the
Russian
and the
Ritva. That what?
That it doesn't
seem to... It just doesn't seem to be discussing this middle ground.
The Ritva.
Yeah, it seems to be... She's just a regular pnia. Yeah.
Would you use that kind of language, a regular pnia?
Yeah, would you say lo nesra alav?
It's kind of...
Well,
no, I mean, yeah, shida d'shari, like, what does that even... I don't know. I think one of the things that we haven't really dealt with in the sugya is like is Bias Pnuya not a big deal at all? Like it's totally okay?
I
From a Doraisa point of view, except for the Ram, maybe we're going to be forced to have to look into that, whether that's Nisar Doraisa or not. I'm surprised that none of the Rishonim here just say, "Oh, there's the Ram Lishitasa that the Isser Kadesha is any bia without Ksuv Kedushin." Well, that does seem to be the Ram's view in general, right?
That's an easy out.
Well,
it's an easy out for the Ram.
But it's just strange that none of what the Ramach like didn't know that very basic position.
Right.
The
Ram's being like making them kimmel for Isser Lav.
What is that? Like, you read the Ramach, like, what's he talking about? And you read the Ritva is saying the same thing.
I don't know, it's also very
came
in
Shikra, Ram, Ram, Gan, Ishas.
I think what
is well, right, I'm saying it's so basic.
Yeah.
And yet they're all kind of blown away by this Chiddush that the Ram has of separation. Right?
Maybe they're really all saying like the B option, that's really like Yes Kedushin. Really like, of course they all know that maybe the Alma would be the Esnos, but they're kind of just assuming you know just as well as they do that Ram holds that. As in that also not relevant here. Because of a lot of Kulim keeping makes it a Yes.
Right, because it's gonna create a new Kedushin.
Right.
But then you have to say, why would it create a new Kedushin?
Well, it's all off a lot of Kulim.
Well, not too far here. Now that it also applies in this context, after they've been divorced, then you're saying there's also.
Say your point, Rumi?
You're saying, meaning you have to explain why there'd be a BS Kedushin, so that works in case of Lenin Kundaki, because you're saying they weren't there. I mean, that is this class also.
That would be this case. Let's say the wife moves in across the street, right? So what's the worst case scenario? They end up having Yichud and Bia.
I guess over there.
What's wrong with that? So now they're just remarried.
I guess the way to say it is why is the case of
Did I show you this? The Drisha is a little worried about this. I added some Kursi. I was going to talk about it more when we go back to get Yashan a little more carefully. But if you look here, let's go back for a second to page 4. Yeah, if you go back to page 4 in the source sheet for a second. Aget Yashan, we said, is Kolshen is Yachid Ima being Ksivil in Asina. Right, any Yichud subsequent to the Ksivis I get. And the Rashi had that, you know. Sorry, the Gemara said it's Gzeira Shema Yomru Gita Kodim Livna. Sorry, I think you asked this. He says, well, why don't you... The Drisha just says, in Kuf Memches, go for it, Zechariah. Ve'en Lomar.
Ve'en Lomar. Ha'islam Lomar. Lidlo shenolam mi'ba'al. Uvada ba'al shem kushet. Te'en ha'de mosef yasav yasnos. And king will get out of
that. Yeah.
Right, no problem.
He's just saying... What, he says Ve'en Lomar, but we might say... okay, Gita Kodom Levna, but she just had Bia with her husband that divorced her. Vaday Baal Hashem Kedushin. Imkain, lo yev, what could be the pgam in the Vlad?
Yeah.
Right? So worst comes first. They had Bia. It was Bia Hashem Ishus, and now the Vlad is from their Ishus. It's all good. So what's his answer? Let's see. So he says he makes up some things. What's he saying? He's saying Yep Sulachrina. Now this is also really interesting because it's a whole reinterpretation of Get Yashan. The mission itself says Gita Kodem Libna.
I think, right? I think I mentioned this one. It's not in Rashi, but it's like, no, it's a problem if she had gotten remarried after.
Yes,
the
yes, 100%. You did mention this point. What does it say? Mikam Makam Yep Sulachrina.
Sulachrina in Yom Rukach, the Hainu Shiv Nisis are out there, Tia Ishis Kiddish, but Bana Mishini Yuman Jair, Dela Nasam Lag Geshini.
So it's like, okay, so then you'll say, Gita Kodam Lagna, then she had Bia with her, so she had Bia with her husband, she's remarried to him. But what if she just married somebody else subsequent to that? So you say, oh, there's Ishas Ishan, the second Kedushin is not Chal. Meaning, this is an important point, we'll come back to Get Yashan, and he's just saying, well, look, Gita, Kolshin is Yachid Ima Bein Ksiva Linasina creates all these uncertainties. Uncertainties, what's her new relationship? We don't know whether there's a clean cut. But this is his just way of trying to solve for the problem of, so Lani Yom HaPundiki, there's a new Kedusha, and what's the Chashash in the Vlad? Then he gives a second answer. And then he says this, look. So well, this is a controversial point here. Well, this we have to look carefully into Lani Mapundaki to assess, but what's his claim?
That if you don't have Eidei Yichud by Lani Mapundaki, there's no Kedushin.
Correct. That maybe you need Eidei Yichud. That's a controversial point, but this... Right? So his point is, well, maybe not every Lani Mapundaki would automatically create a new Maisa Kedushin. Okay? Now, if we find that Lani Mapundaki could create a Kedushin without Eidei Kedushin... There's reason to say that maybe there's something special about this recreation of a Kedushin. Maybe it's going back to the original Kedushin, but it's clearly different than a normal Maisa Kedushin just being created in the context of Chazaka and the Mosav Yilas Abilas Nes, right? There's clearly a rule-breaking feature to Lani Yom HaPundiki if this is true, if the Drisha is wrong about this, okay? And then look at this last point, that the Drisha makes. So the, what's his point here?
He's saying that the din of Hindi put in Adibia is only a din of Suffolk.
Yeah. That's a chitz of machlokas when we look more carefully at Lani Mapundiki. But he's basically trying to say that, look, Lani Mapundiki is not a clean-cut solution for all these problems. Maybe you need Eidim, maybe it's only a Safe Kedushin. Right, so he's trying to dial back the significance of Lani Mapundiki. Okay? Just going to point out that if the Drisha is right, it puts a little more pressure on the second view here, right? Because when the Ramah and the Ritva are all saying, hey, what could possibly be wrong? They're living in the same neighborhood. Worst comes to worst, they get together again. It's not a B.S. Isser. It's a Gila Shem Kedushin. That's a little inconsistent with the Drisha's point, because the Drisha's whole point is that Lani Yom HaPundiki is not a clean-cut solution. It's only Safek, you need Asian, blah, blah, blah. So we see that? So there's two problems here. If you go with A, then you're basically saying that, oh, like, Chazal aren't so worried about Bia with the Pnidia. Right? Not just that they're not worried, it's like the Ritva and the Ramach can't understand, like, why we would go at lengths to create distance just to avoid Bia with the Pnidia. Right? Oh, it's Pshita that this is all fine. If you go with the view that the reason why the Ramach and the Ritva are so cool with it is because Skabil Shem Kedushin, then you're at odds with the Drisha in Kuf Mem Ches. Everybody see that? Rami, you have a thought on this, sir?
Well, yeah, Drisha, I think Drisha is at odds with the Pshat Mishnah,
okay? Because the Pshat Mishnah sounds like it's all fine.
Maybe.
Well, it depends. Eidei Yichud Hinei Debiya in the Mishnah for Lani Mapundiki. Well, that's we're going to get closer. We have to see more on that sugya to nail that down. Sorry, you had a comment on this?
Yeah, no, I think that's great. But another point.
Which do you think is great?
I think the fact that the Drisha feels a lot of pressure here.
Yeah, to downplay Lani Mapundiki as a valid.
Kind of to throw in another kind of factor for the Drisha, I don't see it in any Makoros yet, but like, via Kedushin is really, not good. I mean, you got a Pax Margos or something. Like,
right. Rav Manget Amanda Makadu Shabia.
Right, as in, like, even if you want to say, like, oh, it's okay, it's just a B.S. Kedushin, like, well, is this like a regular B.S. Kedushin, which we think is terrible, and like,
right.
Super is nuts?
Oh, and this gets back to Romy's point, or will you say...
That it's not nuts. Oh, listen, they're familiar with each other, it's like a married couple, and there's nothing wrong with that.
No. Oh. Somebody sees
Zachariah. The Kedushin is actually not so bad.
The B.S. Kedushin
is... Yeah, Zachariah is giving us a one way of blushing in this thing over here. He's looking this is one thing about but Zachariah is giving us a second point to consider about Sheila being Kedushin would be This is what you're asking.
Yeah.
So Chaya is saying, well, hey, maybe another way of testing whether Mapsa or Grushasso is like a different type of Kalos than just a new Maisa Kedushin is to see whether there are Chilukim in terms of how we view the Maisa Bia. In particular, as Chaya is saying, with respect to the din of Rav Mangid. Everybody know this din? Yeah. And why is that? Why did Rav give Malchus to somebody who's Makadosh Shabia? Pritzus, Mishin Pritzusa. And so it's an interesting point that you might say here, well, if you're coming off the context of Ishto, then maybe it's not Pritzusa. Josh, then the...
Yeah, Rav would still acknowledge that it works.
Say that again?
He would still acknowledge that if somebody does do Makadosh Shabia, it still works.
Rav.
Yeah.
Absolutely, but Zachariah's point is that maybe it's not frowned up. Maybe it wouldn't be. It's an interesting question whether it would be subject to Malchus also in the case of Mafsir Grushasa.
Also, I mean, in our case, of Lanyuel,
yeah. Right. So Zachariah's point is that maybe you wouldn't be subject to Rob's criticism if, in fact, you go with that formulation of the Rambam that. You go with the formulation of the Rambam that it's considered a kedushin of Ishus.
Rav's third
tefana was. In Kaishla Shiduchi. Antecedent relation.
Yeah.
Yeah, and here you're coming off like a chobot kedushin that's already there. Part of this is related to the question of whether you think that. Look, do you need Aden on the Maisa Bia? That's the issue with the Drisha, which we'll talk about. So Aden's a question. And another way of testing it more generally is whether you think you would make all the normal brachos. Like, is there Berachas Eirsin, Berachas Nesuin, Shav brachos, right? Is there something special about Mapsu Rishasa to that effect? Josh, you're the next hand, or you said, oh, it was that?
So, Rav's thing is that's a con, right? It's there bottom.
Yeah.
Is it possible it's just, we just don't have an Archon con? That, like, that's a problem, but it's just a your bottom problem.
Could be, but we want to test it, right? Like any major difference that we see between the Master Grushasso Ishus and the might be
right. Well, it might just not be a difference, it might just be because it's it still might be a bad thing in this case. It's just we should not have a problem.
Yeah, because it's so rare or something like that.
Yeah.
Like for some technical reason.
Or
whatever. Say more.
Yeah. No, I'm just saying because it's rare because it's their bond, like it's
Why would the Kanas Drabanan not apply to a case of Mapsa Grushasa if you're Makai Shabia?
No, I just wouldn't pass like this part, like Archaka around it.
Which Archaka?
Of learning would put a kid. Like it wouldn't. The Bia would be a problem. We just wouldn't stop them from being in the same area.
No, but Zachariah's point is that Zachariah's saying, I wonder. Whether Rav would give Malchus to a case of Lan Imo Pundiki.
Right.
That's what Zachariah is wondering.
Well,
right.
You know, but that's making a very valid point. I was saying, as we shown him, Ritzel and Ramah were saying, oh, there's no problem, you know, it's a you know, what's the worst case scenario? And we said, you're right, actually, yeah, it should be a Bias Kedushin. And I was saying, like, oh, left not so Pasha, you might get Malchus Marcus. Zev was replying, like, okay, maybe Enaf Inami, like, it would be Usher, just like other Bias Kedushin, but. That still doesn't reach the level to explain the din of low tolerance.
Right, so that's fine. I'm saying that's fine.
I think that's a very valid point.
Right, I think I agree it's a valid point. I think I just took Zachariah as making a separate point, like following Romy's point that is there some Isha subsequent to the Nesinas Aget? You want to look for an Afkamina, could you dispense with some of the Dine Kedushin for the din of Lanimo Pundagi?
Right.
And Zachariah is saying, well, like one of those. Things that might be different about it is whether you think that the Maisa Bia is wrongful. Granted that it may not be wrongful enough to require hachakos of los adim shkuna, but you might say maybe it's not even wrongful to the extent that we'd do away with Rav Magen Aman Nekan Shem Bia.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Josh?
It seems to me these are all really just like lower level questions, which is like the real question is why are you, if Masa Grushato is usher, right, so why are you allowed to marry like your wife again.
Master Grushasso is not Aser.
Well, no,
yeah.
No, that's No, I mean, it's also when she marries someone else.
Only if she marries somebody else, right.
So the question is, why is there that prop in the din that it's only also when she marries someone else? This goes back to the thing, is it because it's like a one continuous marriage, and that way, like, when she marries someone else, that means it's an ish-ish, or whether it's, what was it, is that either it's one continuous marriage, or it's a new marriage, and... I don't know. I'm just saying, like, it seems to me like the real question is, why is there that prat and that din that's only also when she marries someone else? And then you get into it by the coing.
I mean, why is it that once she marries somebody else, that
it's also to then marry her again?
Right.
But then it gets into the coing that, like, we're saying that she is a Grisha.
Well, there you could say, like, the point, that's the Ramban's point, is, like, Dafka, once she marries somebody else, then that has to be a full separation. Like, the first Ishas has to be totally gone. Once it's Nisei Slacher.
Oh, so in that case, we're saying that...
Like, the second marriage is the marriage to the Sheni severs whatever was there lingering of the Rishon.
Right, and then we're... So in that formulation, the issue would be that you're not allowed...
That's why it's like Achrei Asher Hutama. That gets back to Zev's formulation.
Right. Okay. I mean,
like, what is it about Sher Hutama? That's what all the Mefarshim that we saw at the very beginning Shir are struggling with. Sher Hutama? Like, what do you mean Hutama? She had a get. So it's totally permissible for her to go to the second guy. So that's why they Ben Ezra and whatever, they were trying to say, oh, it's just a psychological point that in the husband's eyes, now she's contaminated. Well? Right, meaning now it's totally been severed. Well?
I love this new thing of Master.
Yeah, there's a lot here, right?
Yeah.
Right. I agree. I also love it. Josh?
So I just want to point out that, like, I mean, the tension, I think, is from the fact that we're saying it's so clearly usher for the Kohen to remarry the same woman again, makes it seem like to me that, I mean, we're not saying it's one elongated condition, because we're saying it's plashup. When the Kohen divorces his
wife... Yeah, you have to figure out what's pshah with the Kohen.
Right, I mean, clearly she is considered a grusha, at least to some extent.
Right. Right, right. I think the Cohen piece is really interesting. Right? But I just don't want to... It's interesting how much we should get sucked into those two sigyas. The Cohen piece, and then... I think we're going to have to look a little bit into the Master Grishaso piece by its own, right? But you might say the more you think that there's like... we're falling back to the status quo ante in some way, it puts pressure on the Isser Cohen to his own Grusha. Yeah, we could look. We should look into that a little bit. Okay. So I wanted to say one thing about the formulation of the Ran. So the Ran al Arif here has an interesting read of the Gemara in Ksuvos. What does he say?
He says,
"That's it. You want to tell us?"
Sure. he's wondering why the Gemara specifically says chatzin, like deciding meat, and who should move. It says, the chatzin belongs to her, and then he should move. Like, why are they discussing a chatzin?
Right.
Why
does
it discuss
Shchuna? Right, so when the Gemara says Chatzar, mi nidche mefnei mi, it's a bit of a wild card, right? We weren't talking about a Chatzar until now. We're talking about a Shchuna, we're talking about a Mavoi. So what does he say?
And he says that it must be a divorced woman who did not get remarried, and it's usher for them to live in the same chatzer, specifically, but not usher for them to live in the same shlumah.
Right, and the thought is that there has to be some. He thinks that's just a raya to the Rambam, at least in some limited sense.
Right, but it's interesting
that they can't live in the same chatzer, even though she's never remarried. And even though she's not a, she wasn't married. Even though he's not a Kohen,
which is like a new opinion.
What?
That's like a new opinion.
Yeah, I mean, fundamentally, it's like the Rambam's view, just conceding within the case of Chatzer, and he's grounding it in the case. I mean, it's really a third type of raya to the Grishas Hedyot point. It's the Ram's diak in Chatzer.
that the fact that the Gemara mentions chatzer, that seems to suggest some new iser. Right? And he's saying that's got to be the case of a pnuya. And then he says this, Mikan yesh lomod. Yeah. Just another ride that you said. Okay? Now, I want us to consider a very related question about this discussion. Did you guys get a chance to figure out this controversy between Tosis and the Rush about Shchuna versus Mavoi? Yeah? Okay, so I want to talk about that in a second. I just want to reemphasize that, to my mind, the more you go with the Grushas Hegiot and you concede the point of the Ramach and the Ritva, that it's hard to wrap your head around what's so wrong, what's so bad about an Isser Pnuya, and why Chazal, there's no basis to think that Chazal would be Gozer Harchakos and the Shchuna based off Pnuya. To my mind, it sounds very reasonable to conclude then that you're dealing with a special din in Shiluach of Gerushin. I think that's the main motivation within this sugya to suggest that this is a special halacha in Mishalcha, Vishilcha Mibesa.
Say that again,
please.
What?
Yeah. I think if you agree with number three, we're dealing with Grushas Hegiot. Yes? As evidence in the Yushalmi, the Rambam, the case of Lava Haimenu in the Bavli, which the Maga Mishnah says Kipshuto is like the Rambam, or the Ran's Diak in the case of Chatzer. So if you like that, i.e. you like the Rambam and that camp, and you like the point of the Ramach and the Ritva, that the Rambam's view is just so strange, because why in the world would you separate them if it's all just a Isser Pnuya? Right? Like, we don't say that you can't live in the same apartment building as a single woman. Maybe the YU dorms might say that, but the halacha doesn't say that. Then the best conclusion to reach is that the reason for the harchaka in this specific case is because the din in Shiluach of Vishilcha Mibesa. Right? That there has to be some separation subsequent to Gerushin. That's just part of the process of Gerushin. It's not something to do with the chshash of Bias Pnuya. Right? It's part of how they separate subsequent to the formal, the de facto separation. So even though this chshash doesn't exist for a normal Pnuya, specifically, the halacha wants to separate a couple lachar gerushin. It's part of the maisa gerushin. Do they see that? I think that's the key argument. Josh, do you agree? You think it's a good argument? Or now, one could have said the only difference here is that psychologically, once you're married to somebody, there's reason to be choshesh, not for stam two people who are single, who never had any. But the Rishonim don't say that. Like, the critics of the Rambam don't. They don't say, oh, generally, yichud for a pnuya, we're not choshe, we don't care about it. But here, where there's such reason to believe that they'll get back together, here it makes sense to be gozer. They don't say that.
Isn't that implicit in
their reason assuming distinction? You could read that way, but the other way of reading that arusa nisua distinction is that right, you only need a de facto shiluach when you had an ishus of nisuin. If all you had is an ishus of erusin, so it gets created formally, it gets dissolved formally. The din of shiluach is more of a din in an ishus that was created by more than just a formal creation. Right, that was the suggestion of the last year, that erusin and get are parallel, and then nisuin, knisa lebeso, and shilchami beso are parallel at the exit side. So I just want to point out, going back to that language of the Ran that I just quoted, just go back to the formulation. This is the Ran on right here. On page 11, yeah. Notice he has the diak in the chatzer. So fine, that's just like a nice diak to support number three, to support that we're dealing with Grusha's Hedja, but what actually is the diak? Remember the shock of a tire of the Gemara, well?
The Brisa says chatzer.
The
Brisa
says chatzer.
And the other cases don't.
The other cases don't say chatzer. So it's got to be something different, right? But look at this. Look at his pirush of the Brisa. Read it, Rami, please. So why does he say that? Tekef shenisgar shemairi? It should have been sufficient for him to say that, whatever, mavoi, that's talking about this case. Shchuna is talking about that case. Chatzer has got to be talking about a different case. And so it's talking about a case of Grusha's Hedjot. That's all he needed to say. No? I mean, like, there are three types of separations mentioned in the Gemara. They correspond to 1, 2, and 3. Mavoi corresponds to... well, we'll see this. Shchuna corresponds to Eish Asish. So Kohen corresponds to Mavoi. Shchuna corresponds to number two, Eish Asish. Chatzer, oh, what's Chatzer got to... what does it correspond to? It corresponds to Grusha's Hedja. All the wrong need to say. He would have had a pretty good case, right? But what does he say? So again, nearly the price of Eish Yisrael. Why does he say that? What are the Gemara say? The Gemara says, Chatzer minus mi nidchem ipnei mi. Who has the right of way? Meaning, they both want to buy a property in a Chatzer. Who gets to... what?
I just thought it was about like who should move out after the
other. Why do you think that?
I don't know. I just assumed that meaning like they were living together and now they're getting divorced. Now the question is who has to move out.
I think the other question is if the Chatzer show up, that's why is it?
Yeah,
they're talking about their own house.
I assume.
But
that's not about buying a new place. Let's go to the Gemara again. Here, mi nidchem ipnei. Here's the Gemara, right? Mi nidchem ipnei mi. Hi nidchem ipnei, ve'enu nidchem ipnei, v'em ha'isa chatzar shalach, hu nidchem ipnei. Yibaylu, ha'isa chatzar shal shnei, ma'u. So you could have just imagined the, let's say after they got divorced, and now the husband and wife, they were living together in the same house, now they jointly buy a chatzer. Could have read the Gemara that way. And now Chazal come along and they say, oh, there's a din harchaka, who are we going to kick out? Right? No? Can't read it that way?
I mean, I guess.
What do you say? What are you doing?
I'm reading that as, I mean, they have a house together. Now, who has to move out? Meaning, if it's his house, she has to move out. If it's her house, she has to move out. If they bought it together when they got married, then now we have a question of Chatzer Shel Shnei.
So I think you're right that that's the way that Ron reads it. Now, you could have...
okay.
But I don't think you had to have read it that way. Did you?
I mean, I feel like it makes sense in the flow. I mean, you're right. You could, like,
voice. Well, how else?
That they're now that they're divorced, they're buying the house together.
Well, let's look at the flow of the Gemara.
It's not they're buying a new house together; they're buying a chatzer. They're multiple houses over the chatzer, no?
Yeah, they were sharing an apartment.
So she bought the
now she moves store. Across the hall. No, that's how I read the pasuk. And then Chazal come along and they say, "Sorry, guys."
Whose responsibility is it to not?
Right. Who's in violation? Look at the flow of the Gemara. The Gemara says, "Imay kolein lo sadrimo mavoi," blah blah blah. Megari says, "Isha lo sinase b'shchunasa." Imay kolein lo sadrimo mavoi. By the way, according to Rashi, this is all talking about sinase. Meaning, chavim pneimi. Meaning, let's say the wife wants to remarry somebody who lives in the same chatzer. Let's say they got divorced. She wants to marry the guy across the street, across the hall. No. Do we not agree that that's a valid way of reading the Gemara? So mi nidchem ipnei mi tashma, he nidches ipana. Who has the right of way? That's all.
Okay, so what does it mean when it says like im chatzer shalach? If the chatzer that she just bought, like clearly it's her chatzer.
She's the balabasta. She owns the chatzer, and then he's renting a house in there from her. She's the daughter of a real estate mogul.
Okay.
No, you don't like that?
I guess I'm just a little confused with you, but it's okay.
I mean,
I don't know.
I was like, you agree that the Gemara could be read this way, right? I mean, it's...
Yeah, I just...
You agree that the case of Losi Nase Bishkunaso is not referring... Like, it's saying that she can't remarry in the neighborhood.
Right.
Same for the Chatzer question.
What's well, so then even the proof, meaning the good... This,
let's say she remarries in the neighborhood. Who do we push out? Her or him?
But then, so what does it mean, in Haita Chatzer Shala, meaning...
If the place where she's living is owned by her and he's just renting, whatever, then she gets to stay.
Or maybe if she got remarried and now she has her, or not hers by her husband's, their house.
Maybe.
You have to read it anyways, because even, I mean, you might be right about the individual rights, but clearly the Gemara is bringing it for the purposes of not them sharing a house. Right? Because the cases that they're trying to support are all cases of not them leaving the same house.
I don't want to hold it up. It says, Imhaya Koei, Lo Tadari Mo Bimotwe.
Yeah.
Right? So, meaning, okay, so now.
What does that mean?
Meaning, okay, so if there's a Koei that's married to the girl and they get divorced, then they can't continue living near each other. Okay, so now who has to move out from the house that they're living together?
No, the first part, Lo Tadari Mo Bimotwe, clearly means she can't buy another house in the same alleyway.
So then, it also means that she can't continue living in
Read
these two lines together. Amad Alef Amad Beis. Sorry, Amad Beis. Chavzayin Amad Beis. Chavchas Amad Alef. We agree that that's clearly talking about that she can't remarry somebody in the neighborhood.
Right.
Vim hayakoein lo sadim av mavoi. That means she can't move into the same mavoi. And then the Gemara asks, "Oh, mi nidchem ipnei mi?" By the way, now that they can't live in the same mavoi or the same shchuna, who gets pushed out? Who's got to move out of town? And the Gemara says, let's resolve it from this question of a chatzer. So my point is that you don't get the sense that there's something special about the chatzer case. Right? The chatzer case is just one way of adjudicating who has the right of way. But the other cases of right of way are not talking about, like, this is separating them post-Geirushin. It's talking about, given that she's remarrying somebody in the neighborhood, I'll give you an example. Let's say that they're divorced. They've been separated for 10 years. And now she fell in love with his neighbor. And she wants to move in next door. So, me nidches mipnei mi. Who gets the right of way there? No?
You are right. Bryce and Sutcher sound like he's talking about those on the other side. But clearly, not being run in support of the argument.
So that's what's so interesting. If you look at the Ran, what's unique about the Ran is that, number one, the Ran thinks that the only case that's relevant for Hedyot is the case of Chatzer. Yes? And how does he read that case? So, Romy, you're reading. You're Lee.
The Bryce
is Kekef Shen is Garsha Mairi.
But I think that just means...
He means Bishas Gershon.
No, I think what Josh is saying.
I think
you could just read...
Like Josh, he's reading, meaning the Ran... Josh's point is that's the only way to read the Gemara.
Ron's point
is that this is the right way to read the Gemara. It's talking about separating them bishas gerushin. Go ahead. What do you want to say, Ron?
Just getting under Garsha could mean just that's the way of saying before they get married.
No, take F at the moment of gerushin.
It says, what
does take up in the scar? Take up means right away.
Yeah, meaning as opposed to. I get it. Yeah,
okay. Let's see, he's going to explain. The code, Shem Iskarsha. Yeah, before their divorce.
Obviously, they live in one chatzer.
Sarecha echad lios nidcha.
So yeah,
what's he saying?
According to Moshe Shonim,
they can.
No, but that's not what I mean.
According to Moshe Shonim, it's totally fine, right? Because Moshe Shonim are 1 and 2, not number 3. It's only once you're in the Rambam land that we're subject to Pnuya, even to Grushas Hedyot. Moshe Shonim will say, yeah, of course, let them stay in the same Chatzer.
No,
as the Ritva and the Ramach. What are you worried about? You're worried about Bias Pnuya?
No, you have to be consistent, because clearly if they're saying that, if they're not saying Teshit Shun and Garsha, and this is the first move they're doing, then clearly he's not saying when they were married, they lived in two parts, across off each other.
Why? She lived in the garage and he lived in the house.
That's not a chatzer.
What?
I don't think that's a chatzer, but...
Yeah, chatzer is just like there are multiple doors that open to the same...
Okay, but yeah, whatever. You mean what? I meant garage. The garage is connected. I didn't know what you're saying.
What?
I assumed you meant a garage that was connected to it. My point.
But let me say.
No, I mean, if the garage is next to the garage, then what he means is when they get divorced,
let me just say something.
That's home. That's not serious at all.
Say it again.
If the garage is next to the garage, what he means is right when they get divorced, right? Meaning they get divorced and now move. That obviously doesn't mean that they're moving. Meaning that means she doesn't move out of his house.
Yeah, that's what he's saying. But not the same now. Obviously, the same bias.
What?
Obviously, the same bias. The chiddush is that even simchat's there.
Yeah, but like then I think the
hobby. Let's do a little medieval architecture. Ancient architecture for a second.
Are you teaching that class next semester?
No.
Sassanian architecture.
What?
Sassanian architecture.
What is it? Sassanian architecture, right. from the classical period. You're thinking that. Like, everyone then lived in homes like we have today. You have, like, a McMansion. No. You have a big house with, like, you know, a hallway. And there's, like, multiple rooms that all open to the hallway. And that's all just, like... And that's all one big bias. It's pretty clear that the Gemara conceives of a bias as, like, a room. That's what a house was. I mean,
okay.
So it was a room. The rooms opened up to a chatzer.
A living room.
What?
Like a living room.
No, it's like if you go to like Spain, I mean, you have like these kind of like little house things, and like you didn't have like a roof over everything. You had like a little place that was yours. You had a chatzer in the middle where you hung your laundry, and then you had like rooms that opened up into it. That was your house. What?
Yeah.
So.
You're not thinking lived in different ones of those different rooms.
Yeah.
Originally, when they were married?
Yeah, it's Pashup Shot. You don't watch, like, Downton Abbey, like, it's like these, like, shows of, like, Victorian England or anything like that? Like, the husband and wife don't share a bedroom. Yeah. What?
What?
You're thinking in America, 21st century. It's
well,
like,
I know that's just, like, you know, like when you're kings and, you know, like, kings and queens.
No, it was, like, normal society was that way. No, but it's very relevant here because
right.
We have to invite the Matthias. I mean, the point here is that, like, the way I understand the Ran is like this is how they were living when they were married. The house was a chatzer. It had little rooms. She occupied one room. He occupied another room. I mean, look, that's shot with Yaakov and the Bila Zilpa. What?
No, that's why different wives. They're different wives. Everyone actually got shot of that is that every night he was a different wife. So you watch
it. Okay, but just run that thought experiment wife.
Oh, God, that's like you've been only one person. You've only been with one person.
Well?
He's one person, so he's only going to be with one of his wives at a time.
You don't know he was spending a night with everyone.
Maybe
most nights he was by himself.
Okay, but you don't know that. You don't get
this. It'll have to be Mayan. We have to be Mayan. See if we should look into it. Right. So the way I read the Ran is that look, Myrik Dekodem Shen is Garsha before Gerushin, Darin Mistama Bechatzer Achas. They just shared a chatzer. That's what it was. That was that they shared a home.
Okay, but I do think that.
But there was no yichud because the chatzer is set up that each person could be in their own, right, in their own area. And now what's the din? Vekatani Del Achar Shen is Garsha Tzarech Ha'Echar Lios Nidche. What's he saying?
They can't live together.
But it's more than that. Sarach Echad Lios Nidche is more than just saying they can't live together.
But there has to be a shiluach.
Oh, I think that's exactly what he's saying. He's saying the Gemara's point is that there has to be a dechia. The Gemara is not just asking, oh, da sinan lahachi, that the wife married the guy across the street. Now we have to figure out who has a right of way. We're not asking who has the right of way. It's like two people get to a stop sign, who gets to go first? The Gemara's not asking. They both show up at a wedding, you know, like, and they can't engage with each other, so who gets to go first? The ex-wife or the ex-husband? It's not what the Gemara is saying, Corinthian. He's saying, the Gemara is dafka talking about a case, b'shas gerushin, tekef shen is garsha.
But that's not
shot. So there's a din dechia. What's the din dechia? It's a din shiluah.
That's not shot in the brisa then, because either one can be mishaleach, the other one?
What?
Either one can be mishalach the other one, or the husband can be mishalach.
What's the Gemara's maskana? The Gemara's maskana is that the wife's got to leave.
Yeah.
Unless it's
no,
a...
Yeah. No, she owns the chutzpah.
I'm just saying, the fact of the shot of the shuffling beso is that it's like Gerush, I mean, he's the one sending her away.
So we have a chiddush from the Gemara then, that v'shulcha mibeso is lav dafka. Well, I'll say better. V'shulcha mibeso is only when it's beso. Not when it's beso. If they're living in her house, what, he's gonna send her out of her house?
No, that part, right.
V'shulcha mibeso, it's meduyak in the psukim. If it's beso, then v'shulcha mibeso. If it's beso, then...
I think it's a new drasha.
It's pashut pshat in the psukim, it's not even a drasha.
Once you're in your relative philosophy,
right. Once you're already saying, I think you've created more problems.
Problems that are great. But it's a murder thing of Kiddush. The point is that the Ron's saying.
If Ron met Spain, where they lived in the house that you're talking about,
yeah.
And then I really think you should have a question problem about the use of the three Balma.
In the same chutzah, we're saying here.
We've redefined the chutzah, basically, you're already like Victorian, right? You're saying they're very isolated.
Not very isolated, they're somewhat
isolated. You're not suggesting that the husband and wife are equally, the rooms of the husband and wife are equally close to that of the neighborhood.
Right, maybe not.
Right, so it's clearly, I mean...
Or maybe they are. You think that can't be?
I think that's...
It's too much of a chiddush.
Do you even say good shiri?
Yeah, it's true. Anybody? So what do you think? What's the verdict here on the round? I think the round's a merdi chiddush. He's saying it's a din shiluach. That's what the Gemara in Ksuvos is saying. And I'll add to the round. The whole Gemara is about a din shiluach.
Yeah,
even according
that.
To the.
I agree with you. You should say that. Just not based on this and not based on the chutzner, not based on this.
I already said the whole Gemara is a din
shiluach.
Well.
I just don't think that based on this Ron or based on the Brisa or based on the
Do you agree that this Ron is saying something about Shiluach? I think it's really wonderful. I agree, but I'm saying, but the Ron who's not on board for the whole sugi analysis, he thinks this is a din miyuchad. The Ron's not as expansive as the Rambam. Let's go back to the Rambam's formulation for a second.
What do you think? This sugi is bigger than the sum of its parts, apparently.
Is it a noise?
Right, I think there's an argument that the whole sugya is the din of shiluach, meaning shiluach as in separation subsequent to the gerushin. The Ron might say something a little more narrow. Let's say there was shiluach, and then the wife marries the 3 years later. She wants to marry the guy across the street.
So
the Ron might say, Yuriyote Zayin the din of Shiluach. Because Tekef Shen is Garsha, she moved out. She wants to come back later. Maybe that's okay. To go to the Ram's language, it's clear the Ram is saying it's more in a more expansive way. I mean, even if she moved out, she can't come back 5 years later to live in the same chatzar. With her new husband or whatnot.
I think even the Ron would have to say that. Does she? Oh,
I'm saying that what's meduyuk in the Ron is that he thinks this is a din in the Maisa Shiluach. That's what I want to say.
Can I accept the Ron without accepting the architectural form?
Yes, but the architecture is a Metzias thing. It's the.
Yeah, I just think.
Right.
But again, I think.
Yes, you could. Problem. You could say, like, even if it's not. But it is Medjik in the Ran that he says, Kodem Shindiskarshan Darn Mistam Rachatzarachas. He is saying that, like, look, whether they're sharing a room or not, he's saying the point is that there has to be an initial Maisa Shiluach that gets her out of the property, or a separation of the domicile.
Yeah. I don't think you should be Medjik in that Chatzar.
What?
I don't think you should be Medjik in that.
That's fine. Right, I don't need that. Right, I don't need that per se. But that's a din, the Maisa Shiluach. And I'm saying, you have the Ron saying this for Chatzar, but it might be true in the Sugya more generally that even the din in the Rambam's formulation that she can't come back, that's a din in the separation. But I think the Ron, the fact that he reads it, Tekef Bishaz Gerushin, is very strong support that it's a din in the Maisa Shiluach. And the Diak is the language of Mi Nidchem Mipnei Mi is really a saying of, it's really saying who gets pushed out, not just who gets the right of way. See that? That's the... Ezra, you have a comment.
Regarding specifically the part of the architectural argument, the two bedroom thing is almost uniquely a Victorian era England thing. A little bit off. No, because there was this very popular scientific theory that if you slept in the same bed, you would steal each other's air, and the stronger one would rob the vitality of the other one. So there's this very big like fad.
It started dying down
after the Victorian era. England really went away in the 1950s.
So you're saying it didn't start before that at all? No?
There was an extent where like rich people would occasionally, because it was a sign of wealth, you could have two separate bedrooms. Most people's houses were single bedrooms. The entire family slept in the same room.
Alright, I'll have to do mine. We're going to ask Kobe to ask Stephen Fine what the Matthias was. Kobe, you'll do that?
He just had a key
to the room. Yeah, that's right. Instead, we should put what the bedrooms look like in the hallway of first hall instead of the menorahs. Josh?
Do you think the entire rest of the Ron is a huge problem in the way we're reading him right now?
Sounds like you think so.
I think the rest of it is not good for this chat, I think. Shepherd Bison, you know, blah, blah, blah. Like, he's saying it's all the same thing, like the Ishit Kohen and the Ishit Ish. And this is all the same thing. And then the last line is, "Umikani yeshu mul Moshe, afilu yeshu disarash mekarash shavuoni sedes early dor gemar b'chatzar." Elin kin hayun is harim shi huachir mi mahen. Meaning, there doesn't have to be shavuach as long as there's other people making shavuach. Yeah.
Unless you think the whole thing needs shavuach.
Say it again.
No, wait, me or her?
You.
Meaning from the fact that he's saying that it's all chad time instead of doing this sending away, or you can just make sure that you don't have yichud by having other people over, makes it sound like it's not a din and shiloh, and it sounds like we're still concerned about the via possibility.
It's interesting. The way I would say it is that you could accomplish shiloh maybe in different ways. You could have shiloh by diluting the chatzer, right? Or by without that, by like there's just two ways of separation.
Okay, but you would agree that like now, like another way of reading Ron might just be that we're just concerned about having beer.
I'd want to think about it a little more.
Okay.
I don't think there's anything.
Why would it be one time then?
No, because it's one time. I mean, like Ishit Ish is like really bad. Krishna Kohen is pretty bad. Krishna Hedra is not as bad, but like meaning it's still bad from that idea. So like, I mean, you don't want them to be like right next to each other.
Right. But I think you could say, like, no, the separation of via-wise is all about shiloh, because that's about de facto separation.
Okay.
Right. Okay, let me just flag this next thing that we're going to discuss. Tosis versus the Rush, and the Ramach's little issue with this, is what's the relationship between a mavoi and a chatzer? So if you look at the Gemara,
in the case of Grushas Kohen, what's the din? Sorry, a mavoi and a shkuna. What's the din for Grushas Kohen?
Mavoi.
Yeah, let's not say mavoi or let's not say mavoi. And what's the din for Eishes Ish? Right. Let's not say the shkuna. Do I see that?
Now, the Rush's view is that a shkuna is bigger than a mavoi.
Yes? Agreed?
You can see it here in the Rush. Shchuna gdol mimavoy, uveish esim ish hechmir rabbanan tfemi grusha shehi belav. Uveish es ish visho shenis es lachar v'nes armelo neskar she ena kim belav. So what's his point? And where are we more mach? No, what's his real point?
We're more
mach for Ishis Ish than we are for a Kohen, because it makes sense because the Chumra of Ishis Ish is more severe than the Chumra of Nisr Lav. One's been Misa and one's just Malkus, right? One's just Isser. Problem is, Tosas goes the other way, right? Tosas says that if she marries, all you need is a separation of a shchuna, which he defines as three batim, based off the sugya and avodah zarah. So it turns out then that a mavui is a bigger area than a shkuna. What follows from that?
Well, it sounds like it'd be more
mock maybe
the code, but it's
supposed to be just sitting there. Imni says, Ein sarach what's the thought? We're more makil for an eshes ish than we are for a kohen. So I would be more machmir for... Why would we be more makil for an iser that's punishable with misa than one that's punishable with a mir lav? Ned?
Because the severity of the
iser
means that the guy is less likely to do it.
Oh. Kivan denises chamir. What's the thought? The thought is that psychologically, the husband knows the wife is more off limits once nises la'acher, because it's so chamor. So there's less of a concern that something nefarious will happen. So even though the iser is more chamor, we could be more mekel because of the psychology of chamir le. That's Tosfos' view, right? Kobe, have a thought on this, or you got an answer from Stephen Fine, or?
I'm going to ask you.
Okay. Great. Does everybody see that? Now look at the Ramach commenting on the Rambam on this point. He says, like, the girs that we have in the Gemara is really strange. Amai yichmiru begrusha lekoen yoser me'eshes ish li'yisrael shemutaris ladar b'mavoy. An eshes ish, he could live in the same mavoy, but the Grusha Lekohen is not even allowed to live within the Shechuna. Sorry. Yeah. Assuming that the Shechuna is bigger here, right? So why are we more Machmir? So what does he say? B'shami Yesh Lamar. Josh?
Because when she's married, the husband's not going to let her, you know, go off with her ex-husband anymore. So we're not really concerned.
Kimi d'yesh labal, baila mishamra. So the thought is that, look, once she's married, the husband keeps an eye on her. Okay? What do you make of that? So there's basically two major views here in the Rishonim. There's Rush, the Rush's view, which is very intuitive, which is the more chamor the iser, the greater the harchaka will require. So an HD has to be further away than mere grushas kohen. Make sense, that view? But at the opposite side, you have the Ramach and Tosos saying that actually we're going to be more mekil for an HSH, and we have two theories why. One is that since the Isser is so chamor, there's less of a concern that it'll be violated. And the other is that, like once she's married, her husband's going to keep her away from the old spouse. What do you think? Josh, you have a thought on this?
Yeah, I think that you're going to argue that meaning the husband keeping her away is saying that once she has this new marriage, like that in itself is like a big shulah. And even more so now this husband is keeping her away, but the husband is accomplishing what used to be accomplished by the fact that she had to be further away.
Yeah. But no, yes and no. I mean, I want to say, I don't think that's what the Ramach is saying. I think the Ramach himself is just saying it's like, I think the Ramach is conceptually equivalent to what we just saw in the Ran, where the Ran said, oh, you could accomplish shiluach either through distance or through nizharm shiuacher mimayim. But there are two ways to accomplish distancing, either through physical distance, or you could supplement the lack of physical distance through like bringing other people into the shmirah. The new husband being one aspect of bringing other people into the Shemira.
An especially strong aspect.
But so basically what you see on this read, this is not the read I'm advocating for, is that v'shilcha mibeso, mishalcha v'ina chuzeres, blah, blah. Even if you go with that conception, that reading of this whole sugya, that could be accomplished. Nothing special about physical distancing per se. It's one dimension to it, but it could be supplemented by a dimension of other people
helping with keeping them apart from each other. Yes? I think there's a different way of reading it, based off the Master Grushasa Psukim, that once she's remarried, that is a clean-cut shiluach. Abidin. Meaning, so it's not that, we're just worried about a chashash that they'll rendezvous at some point and get back together, and then we need distance plus and or other people to separate them, like the referees at a hockey game. Like, it's not that. But no, even formally speaking, once she marries somebody else, that counts as like a cutoff, a termination of, like, ein lecha raya gedola mizu, that they're totally nichras, and the fact that v'holcha v'hayis l'ish acher, in fact, it's meduyik in the psukim, v'shulcha mibeso, v'holcha v'hayis l'ish acher, that's like almost, you might say, part of the chalos gerushin. But to make it like a super clean separation. So I think you could answer the kasha of the Ramach by just saying this, that once she's married to somebody else, there's less of a need for physical arachaka. Not because of the technical reason that Bala Mishamra, but because now there's a krisos with a full shiluach. Or you could say even slightly differently, it's not just that there's a full shiluach, but the shilcha in base of a halcha v'hayis l'ish acher itself is, like all these are just different dinim of degrees of krisos. V'chasav la sefer krisos, shilcha mibeso, and v'halcha v'hayis l'ish acher. I don't have a strong view yet about how you read the relationship between the last two, whether v'halcha v'hayis l'ish acher is just a shir and shilcha mibeso, or whether there are two dinim that create the de facto separation. All right, thoughts on that? It's a good chiddush, Josh, right?
I mean, you have to respect that we're still saying that she can't live in the same shkuna. Like, you were saying that she can marry someone else. Like, if that's really the case, then, like,
which shkuna is three houses away.
Yep, who cares? Why can't she live 3 houses away? You could say it's a threshold thing.
I'm saying she should live in the same chutz there. Nah, she's married to somebody else, in your view.
What?
I'm saying that she should be able to live in the...
I'm saying, like, okay, it's not that much of a shiluach or something.
Right, it's interesting. You need to think about that. All right, we'll stop here. Great, sure, okay.